Welcome everybody to Council meeting number 36 on Tuesday the 26th of March 2019, and the meeting is declared open at 5:30 p.m. I welcome councillors, management and members of the public in attendance. Welcome to the City of Melbourne. We respectfully acknowledge the traditional owners of the land, the Boonwurrung and Woiwurrung Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and pay respects to their elders past and present. For the Kulin Nation, Melbourne has always been an important meeting place for events of social, educational, sporting and cultural significance. Today we are proud to say that Melbourne is a significant gathering place for all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. I take this opportunity to notify members of the public that the meeting is being recorded and that the audio will be made available on the City of Melbourne website by close of business tomorrow. The unconfirmed minutes of this meeting will also be available from the City of Melbourne's website as soon as practicable. Should you have any queries relating to the conduct of this meeting, the documentation or the submission process, please speak with a member of our council business team at the end of the meeting. I request that all mobile phones be turned to silent or off for the duration of the meeting. Please, thank you. The agenda tonight comprises no reports from committee, 13 reports from management, 7 of which are confidential, and 1 item of general business. Bless you. Apologies have been received from Councillor Watts and Councillor Francis Gilley. In terms of conflicts of interest, if any councillor has either a direct or an indirect interest, as defined in the Local Government Act 1989, in relation to a matter to be considered by council, please disclose the type and nature of your interest prior to consideration of the item. I'm calling on a councillor, please, to move a resolution adopting the open minutes of council meeting number 35, held on Tuesday, 26 February 2019. I have a mover in Councillor Rees and a seconder in Councillor Pinder. Thank you. I'm going to put the motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand. That's unanimous. I declare the motion carried. Thanks, councillors. Now, are there any matters arising from those minutes that councillors would like to discuss at this point? None. Thank you very much. As at 3 p.m. today, the following submission had been received in accordance with the Council's Conduct of Meetings Local Law 2010. It was in relation to Agenda Item 6.6, Participation in the Australian Local Government Association National General Assembly, Canberra, June 2019, and it was received from Stephen Main, who's the Communications Advisor for the Alliance for Gambling Reform. Does any councillor wish to discuss the confidential status of items 6.8 to 6.13? No, thank you very much. I'm going to move to item 5, which is to note that there are no reports from committee for consideration in open session this evening. There are 6 reports from management for consideration in this open session. The first one, 6.1, is records of assemblies of councillors. Would councillors like a presentation on this agenda item? No, no requests for presentation. And we can say, I'm going to move this motion and I'm looking for a seconder. Councillor Oak, thank you very much. I'm not planning on speaking to the motion, but would anybody else like to speak to the motion, looking to you, Councillor Oak, in the first instance? No? Councillors, no? Thank you. Then I'm going to put the motion to the vote. All those in favour of this motion, please raise your hand, looking at all councillors. Councillor Wood, thank you. That is all in favour, and I declare the motion carried. Thank you. We're now at item 6.2, which is loan facility contract number 3591. Would councillors like a presentation on this agenda item?
I do want a presentation, but could I ask a question, please?
Of course you can, Councillor Oak.
I guess it's to Michael. Given our divestment policy that we supported a few years ago, and that in that we declared that we weren't going to invest in companies that were aligned with fossil fuels. How does supporting this align with that policy?
Thank you, Councillor. Through you, Lord Mayor, the policy aligns the facility aligns with the policy in regards to, I think that policy was referring particularly into transactional banking services. On this occasion, there were the four big banks tendered. We accepted their tender based on their submissions and based on their commitments to reduce their carbon footprint. ANZ have a very strong policy in this regards, and that has been the focus around which the tender has been reviewed. And there was a rating in the tender document, a lesser percentage as compared to the financial benefit, which was directly related to sustainability. And ANZ were in this contract the top performer in that rating.
Thank you for the question. Thank you for the answer. I'm now calling on a councillor to move the motion. Councillor Wood, Deputy Lord Mayor. Thank you. A councillor to second the motion. Councillor Oak, thank you. Would the mover like to speak to the motion? Thanks.
Thanks, Lord Mayor. As our CFO has stated, it was the big four that submitted to this tender for the provision of a loan facility to the tune of $75 million. Obviously, we can also borrow from Treasury, but it's the flexibility of this facility that's absolutely critical with being able to use it as we see fit. Essentially, we get a lot of money that comes in at various times of the year through things like rates, and then we have gaps in revenue throughout the year, and we also have a big infrastructure load coming our way. So having this debt facility, this ability to use that facility flexibly over the course of the year actually helps us smooth all of our obligations through that facility. And obviously the statement by our CFO that sustainability form part of that assessment is excellent. With the transactional banking piece, we actually ask a questionnaire relating to fossil fuel exposure. Obviously it's a pity with this tender that we don't have anyone other than the big four capable of delivering such a facility at a competitive cost. Using again our supply chain pressure and leading by example, that we hope we're just another voice that's adding to the many voices which are calling on our big four banks to quickly transition away with what is now a big risk issue for them. But happy to commend this on both price and other weightings.
Thank you, Deputy Lord Mayor. Would the seconder like to speak to the motion?
No, I have nothing further to add.
Thank you. Any other speakers to this motion? Good. We've had a good amount of information. Thank you very much. So I'm now going to put the motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand. Thank you. I declare that motion carried because everyone put their hand up unanimously. So thank you. Item 6.3 is the Urban Forest Fund Round 2 Grant Program 2018.
Lord Mayor?
Would councillors like a presentation?
No, but I would like to declare a conflict due to, it's an indirect conflict due to conflicting duty, as I'm aware that my employer might have applied for one of these grants.
Thank you, Councillor Oak.
And Lord Mayor, indeed I need to be excused for the same reason.
Thank you, Councillor Rees. Would councillors like a presentation on this item?
No, Lord Mayor, but I'd like to ask a question.
Councillor Pinder?
If I could, is Deb Cales
here? I am.
Deb, as we're spending ratepayers' money on grants, and one of the prospects is a company that in recent years has faced criticism ongoing criticism, in fact, recently as well, media coverage and employee criticism on wage theft. I wondered whether we are prepared from a comms perspective for any scrutiny that might come from media or members of the public.
Should we be discussing this in the closed part of the meeting? Sorry, Councillor Pinder, I'm just thinking that that might be better.
I can address that in the closed part.
Given in this part we are the general.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
That's all right. So let's
thank you.
Obey that till the next part. Okay. But thank you.
Thank you, Deb.
Time to prepare. Good. So does anybody want a presentation? Sorry, I didn't realise till late either, so well done. Anybody like a presentation? No? I'm going to call on a councillor to please move this motion. Deputy Lord Mayor, thank you. And a councillor to second the motion. Thank you, Councillor Leppert. Deputy Lord Mayor, would you like to speak to the motion?
Very exciting. As stated, we can't reveal who the successful applicants are. That will be done in the confidential session. And providing that passes, we'll then make that known after the meeting. But this is round two, so we have some really successful applicants from round one and already some great outcomes from that round one, including a really exciting project that's going through a permit application process as we speak. The whole premise of this fund was about the fact that we control so little of land. We control less than 1% of buildings. We control only about a third of the land in public hands. And so if we're going to meet our greening targets and to reduce the heat island effect of the city, then we certainly need to spur increased greening on roofs, walls, facades, and also retaining existing greening in some of those areas which are densifying as well. So really great to be here at round two and to have another round of successful applicants and to have it so well patronised as well. So it shows that the first round put the message out there, and the second round has really seen that this is recognised now as a fund, and very exciting to see that round two be successful. I'll leave 8.3 for Councillor Leppert to enlarge upon, but I think it's a really good addition in that we should be looking at ways of enhancing the fund as it's applied in real time.
Thank you, Deputy Lord Mayor. Would the seconder, Councillor Leppert, like to speak to the motion?
Thank you, Lord Mayor, and I will speak to 8.3, and I thank the mover for incorporating this into the motion, but I also want to thank the Deputy Lord Mayor for this idea in the first place, which officers have beautifully developed into a grants program that has become quite successful. The applicants, which will be made public in future, as the Deputy Lord Mayor's set out, have come up with some innovative and exciting ideas to green our city. I want to thank officers for assessing those applications against the criteria. They've done a fantastic job. 8.3 is a little bit of an add-on for consideration for future grants programs, just to clarify the motion, slightly different to that which appears in the report, but it is on the screen. It's to consider, not necessarily to pursue at this stage, but consider smaller level grants for residential owners' corporations areas. There are many instances across the municipality I can think of that would be quick wins for helping us meet our 40% canopy cover target by 2040. We will struggle to meet that without tackling the private realm. We're doing that through planning scheme amendment exploration at the moment, but there are other mechanisms that we should be pursuing as well. This is an idea that I'd like officers to have a look at so that we have the potential for future smaller grants to help green the private realm using this fund. Decision as to whether or not we do that is, of course, one for future, but I'd like to be explored. So that's the purpose of 8.3. But the main purpose of today is to award nearly $1 million worth of grants, and I can't wait for them to be public so that people can see what those proposals are.
Thank you, Councillor Leppert. Are there any other speakers to this motion? Councillor Riley.
Look, I couldn't agree more with what Councillor Lippitt has just said. It is exciting. We've been wondering for years how are we going to get that greenness up into the private sector. And we cater well when we have new building plans, permits, and we always state that we want them to, you know, look after our open space. But this just gives an opportunity to all of those building owners and corporations to get a little bit of money from us and to do what we want them to do to make a greener city.
Thank you, Councillor Riley. Any other speakers to this motion? Councillor Pinder.
It's just accolades, really. Lord Mayor, Deputy Lord Mayor, I know you've been working on this for several years. The team, you've done an amazing job, terrific. And Councillor Leppard's 8.3, I think that's just so, it's just a beautiful addition to the recommendations.
Great. Any other speakers to the motion? I think this Urban Forest Fund is an example of where we can all work together to be ambitious around our greening our city. So well done to everybody involved. On that basis, I am going to put this motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand. It's unanimous of those of us in the room. And so I declare that motion carried. And if we could please let Councillor Oak and Councillor Reese know that they're able to come back in, that would be fabulous. Thank you. Was that Jody? Jody? Yeah. All right, we're moving on to item 6.4, which is the procurement policy review. Would councillors like a presentation on this item? No, then I'm going to call on a councillor to move the motion, Deputy Lord Mayor, and I'm looking for a councillor to second the motion. Councillor Oak, thank you. Deputy Lord Mayor, for you to speak to the motion.
First to Michael and Ravin and the team, and also to the work areas as well, working across the board on our procurement policy. We have to do this at least once every year, but it also presents an opportunity to look at, you know, how we can use procurement policy to drive change. And their work in inserting sort of our desire into procurement policy in the form of a waiting for tenderers who have recycled content, and obviously things like road base are huge, and even things like equipment, you know, picnic tables, all of these sorts of things can actually be made out of recycled content. Between our own local government sector, between the state government, the federal government, we have huge purchasing power each and every day. And one of the critical things about this waste and recycling crisis at the moment is not having a domestic market for the end product. So one of the things that we can quickly do is we can change our procurement policy, but we can also call on other local governments to follow suit. And the MAV, in fact, had a waiting like this in years gone by, and I know a number of other local governments are considering doing exactly this, already right in the motions of doing this. So if all other local governments across our state do the same, and obviously the state government is considering similar sorts of changes to procurement policy, it's the same as the whole buy local kind of movement. If we can do this with our procurement policy and the federal government follows that too, then we can have a big impact on that waste and recycling crisis that we've seen by creating the domestic market that we need, rather than packing up all our stuff and sending it overseas until the day that someone decides that they'll no longer be the rubbish tip for others and says no more. And then we have the sort of crisis that we have before us, or even closer to home domestically, where SKM is served a notice by the EPA and suddenly can't take our recycling material, and sadly it ends up in landfill. So this is just one piece of the puzzle. There's all sorts of other ways that we have to tackle this through things like our waste and resource recovery strategy. But this is a really important piece of that puzzle, getting our procurement policy right around the use of recycled content. And 11.4 just notes that we've got existing supply chains, we've got subsidiaries that the City of Melbourne owns, and our procurement team will work with them to look at what sort of opportunities we've got in existing contracts, in existing supply chains, to really do what we can to use our purchasing power to bring about positive change.
Thanks very much, DLM. Councillor Oak, would you like to speak to the motion?
Thanks, Lord Mayor. I fully endorse this and I congratulate the team who know I'm very excited about using our purchasing power for good. We've spoken a lot about this policy in the past, and I acknowledge the work that Foo did in our original procurement policy, and Michael and the team. I think the way that you've presented it really clearly and made sure that we've separated out the key, you know, drivers behind this, you know, that align with our with a range of strategies and at the City of Melbourne and our sustainability and our social policy objectives, I think really are very clear in this policy, which I think makes it easier for those that are putting in, you know, tenders to the City of Melbourne, that it's front and centre. This is what we're looking to, and this is why we're looking for this sort of information as well. Obviously, it's not just about that. It's also about how we procure in general, and I think that that's all very clear as well. And so I think that... I think it's really great, and following on from the Deputy Lord Mayor and supporting his additions here around recycling. I mean, this goes to what, you know, Jenny in engineering, who's been, developing our waste strategy, talking about we need to be, you know, we can't do it all, and we need product stewardship and we need procurement to actually help us to meet our vision. So this certainly is it's in the policy, but it brings it front and centre by bringing it into the resolution as well. So, yeah, wholeheartedly support and thank you everyone who's pulled it together.
Thank you, Councillor Oak. Are there any other speakers to this motion on our procurement policy? No, then I'm going to put the motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hands. It's unanimous and I declare that motion carried. Thank you. Item 6.5 is funding support requests March 2019. Would councillors like a presentation on this item? No, thank you. I'm calling on a councillor to move the motion. Councillor Pinder, and I'm calling on a councillor to second it. Thanks, Councillor Riley. Councillor Pinder, would you like to speak to the motion, please?
No, Lord Mayor, because I think it's pretty self-explanatory. Committee for Melbourne is an event we each year support. It's a good networking event for councillors and management. The Photo 2020 banner waiver is, again, pretty straightforward and something that we ought to be supporting. So.
Well, from a no to a fine presentation on the motion, thank you. Councillor Riley, would you like to...
What more can I say?
Thank you, Councillor Riley. Are there any other speakers to this motion? No, then I'm going to put it to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hands. That's unanimous, so I declare that motion carried. Excellent. We're up to item 6.6, which is participation in Australian Local Government Association National General Assembly Canberra 2019. I'm asking councillors, would anybody like a presentation on this motion? No? Good. I'm going to move the motion. I'm looking to a councillor to support the motion, Councillor Leppett. I'm going to speak to the motion to say that as we can see there, we've discussed amongst councillors both the motions that we would like to put forward to the Australian Local Government Association's National General Assembly for consideration. And we have also considered the councillors who will represent us at that conference, being Councillors Philip Lelou and Councillor Rohan Leppett. I note that this is an annual national conference, that it is attended by councils around Australia, that it provides an opportunity for discussion across a broad range of issues, most of which are relevant to us, and that it's an opportunity for the Melbourne City Council to be, one, represented, two, provide input into those discussions and debates, and three, the opportunity to learn from what we hear from others and from the presenters at the conference. And that in previous years we've also had representatives, and I think it's important that we continue to do so I also note that ALGA is the voice for local government in other important forums such as COAG, and therefore the opportunity for us to influence and to be able to ensure that our views are uppermost in the minds of the president who goes, or the mind, he's got one, of the president who goes into those forums and others is really important. And of course, there are all the other benefits of relationship building, profile building, etc. So for all of those reasons, I'm happy to support this motion, and I look to Councillor Leppert to speak as the seconder.
Thank you, Lord Mayor, and thank you for your support. We've just heard from Councillor Wood and others on the procurement policy, where we're trying to lead by example with a 10% price weighting for tenders to favour recycled materials where that's appropriate to do so. One of our two motions proposed for the National General Assembly is to call on the federal government to do something similar at the Commonwealth level. Of course, their purchasing power is a little bit bigger than ours, and creating that domestic market for recycled materials is something that all levels of government need to be doing quickly for all the reasons that Councillor Wood and others have just set out. And so that is one of our motions. I'm sure there'll be many municipalities who will be putting up motions in the waste area, and this will be consolidated into others, but I'm hoping that dealing with the waste crisis will indeed be front and centre of Canberra's debates. The other motion is relating to cladding. The private finance market here is a little bit immature still. We have environmental upgrade agreement style mechanisms in the Local Government Act since late last year to facilitate relationships between private building owners and lenders to pay for cladding over a period of time. But that scheme is yet to get its legs, I think. And I think there's definitely a role for the Commonwealth Government to step in quickly and provide that financing option. That is the nature of the second motion, which I think also needs urgent consideration in Canberra, because this isn't an issue that's just facing the centre of Melbourne. There's flammable cladding in buildings across the country, and it is something that all levels of government will need to be looking at, and the Commonwealth, of course, is best placed to provide assistance at the financial level. So that's the nature of the second motion. I want to thank Jack Hanna for facilitating the putting together of these motions, and also our submitter. I think the gentleman's name was Stephen Main,
yeah,
who suggested that we also adopt a third motion, which the City of Yarra has put in. We haven't had time to put that through the process, so we're not going to do that now, but Councillor Lillo and I can fight over the voting card, and I'm sure we'll look favourably upon the submitter's request.
Excellent, Councillor Leppert. Thank you very much for the overview of the motions that we know you both will enthusiastically advocate for in Canberra. Are there any other speakers to this particular motion? No, then I'm going to put the motion to the vote. All those in favour? And it's unanimous, so I declare that motion carried. Well, this concludes the reports from management to be considered in open session. Thank you very much. We're moving to general business, and there's one item of general business for consideration in the open session. It's 7.1 post-travel report by Councillor Philip Leleu, participation in the 10th World Chinese Economic Summit in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, November 2018. I'm calling on a councillor to move the motion. Councillor Oak, thank you, and a councillor to second the motion. Councillor Leleu, good, then you can speak to it. So I'm calling on our mover to see if Councillor Oak would like to speak to the motion.
I'm happy to move the recommendation that we note Councillor Leleu's report. I think it's
very important that at a World Chinese Economic Summit that they have a focus on renewable energy and climate change. And I think it's interesting that the two panellists were from the City of Sydney and the City of Melbourne. So I guess it just encourages our two cities to continue to lead with respect to renewable energy and climate mitigation and adaptation, because if the world's largest economic power and influencer in this space is looking to us, then we better make sure that we're giving leadership advice. But we certainly can learn a lot from them. So I'm glad that you could participate and tell a story from Melbourne, Councillor Leeloo.
Thank you, Councillor Oak. To the seconder, would you like to speak to the motion?
Thank you, Lord Mayor. And it was a privilege to represent Melbourne at the summit. And I think 2 years ago, if you would say to me that I've learned a lot, I've been on council, and I think especially from Councillor Cathy Oak, Councillor Rowan Leper, and also the Deputy Lord Mayor. Your passion for this has really kind of really drove me into kind of believe, into this kind of area. I mean, 2 years ago, I think I would have been in a different mindset, but having been also with Councillor Francis Gilley, and now, I'm actually an investor in actually renewable energy, which is one of the big things. So for me, this was an absolute pleasure. It also underpinned the importance of the leadership. And the fact that Melbourne is taking that step is very, very pivotal. And I think the feedback was that, everyone was just saying, it's amazing how Melbourne has actually taken this step. And I just wanted to commend my fellow councillors for also the work that they've done and to put us in this position so that we can present to the world.
Excellent. Other speakers to the motion, Councillor Rees.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. I just wanted to note how fortunate the City of Melbourne is to have a councillor like Philip Leeloo, who has such an understanding of Asian affairs and Australia's engagement with Asia. And so someone like him can proudly attend a conference like that one and so ably represent the City of Melbourne. I do just in passing note that the Institute covered the airfares and accommodation for the trip, and so the contribution from the City of Melbourne was the princely, or should I say miserly, sum of just $283. It's about the best value you could ever hope for the ratepayers of Melbourne. And just finally in noting, I want to draw people's attention to the very interesting collection of photos that Councillor Leeloo included in his report. And while it was very good, almost equal to some of the photos we've seen from Councillor Louis's recent trip, I'd still say they're no match for the efforts of Councillor Riley and her trip to Barcelona.
Thank you.
That's all I have to say on the matter, Lord Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Rees. Are there any other speakers to this motion? No, I'm going to put it to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hands. That is unanimous, so I declare the motion carried. Thank you. Well, this concludes the items of general business to be considered in the open session this evening. I'm asking councillors now, are there any items of proposed urgent business that you would like considered in this open session? None raised. Thank you very much. So I'm calling on a councillor to move the motion displayed on the screen to close the meeting to the public to consider items of confidential business. Councillor Wood, it'll be coming up any second now. Deputy Lord Mayor and Councillor Riley is seconding that motion. We can see it now. And we are going to put it to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hands. Unanimous. Declare that carried. Well, I wish to thank members of the public for your attendance this evening. Go Tigers, and for your interest and attendance, and declare the open meeting closed to the public at 6:03 p.m.